Diana, and I love printing and design, typography and branding, books and publishing. I've traveled the world learning about trends to share with my students and with my readers. But I haven't forgotten where I started, writing papers about paper on paper. And now, I've created a podcast to share what I know with you. So, let's talk paper scissors.
From the Middle Ages to the Middle East, from Futura to Free, join us on a journey across the type universe and go where no designer has gone before. Welcome to an incomplete history of type. Name, Myriad. Release date, 1992. Designers, Robert Slimbach and Carol Twombly. Classification, Humanist Sans Serif. Owned by Adobe Systems. Claim to fame. This was Apple's primary marketing typeface for over a decade, from 2002 to 2017. Today, we'll take a look into the story behind Myriad. Released in 1992 for Adobe Systems Type Foundry Adobe Originals, this humanist sans-serif typeface has become a cornerstone in both text and display applications for its simplicity and versatility. Myriad's journey begins with the rise of desktop publishing and advancements in digital typography. At the time, Adobe was only digitizing older, existing typefaces from other type foundries. But quickly, Adobe realized that desktop publishing would need a newer, more thoughtful approach to type, so they created an in-house type foundry called Adobe Originals in 1989, which produced its own typefaces. It was around this time that Robert Slimbach and Carol Twombly, two prominent figures in type design, began to work together on creating a typeface that was functional and visually appealing and could be used for almost anything. The goal was to create something easy to read, inclusive, and in Slimbach's own words, a totally invisible type of letter. Wanting to make the most generic kind of font, Myriad during its creation was often jokingly referred to as generica. Myriad has clean, open shapes, precise kerning, and displays warmth through its humanistic type treatment in design and letter proportions, making it highly legible. The letter forms align with the rules and standards Slimbach and Twombly assigned for it. That is to say, perfectly straight stems, flat endings, and flat character shapes. While not exactly groundbreaking in design, Myriad's strength lies in its versatility. Before OpenType became the new standard, Myriad was the flagship design for Adobe's multiple master format, which allowed a dynamic array of weight-to-width variations, from light to black, condensed to semi-extended. Later on, as the multiple master format was phased out, a new version of Myriad was adapted by Fred Brady and Christopher Sly in 2000 to suit the OpenType format, calling it Myriad Pro. It featured an extended character set which included Greek and Cyrillic glyphs as well as old-style figures. This expanded the styles from 15 all the way to 40. For a long time, Myriad was Adobe's own corporate typeface. It further rose to prominence when it was adopted by Apple in 2002, replacing Apple Garamond. It appeared even on some of their products and branding, like the iPod, and much of their keynotes and marketing all the way until 2017. Companies and institutions, big and small, have used Myriad in its branding and communications, from Wells Fargo to Walmart to University of Ottawa. Even now, Myriad remains the default font when you open Adobe Illustrator, which is perhaps why it remains popular even now. If you look around, you probably will still find it on digital and print signs, magazines, brochures, and more. Whether it's for body text, subheadings, or display, it really speaks to its versatility, clarity, and timeless appeal. But the versatility doesn't end with Myriad Pro. As designers' needs and the availability of technology continues to evolve, variants like Myriad Web were also introduced, which was optimized for on-screen legibility, making it an easily embeddable web font through Adobe Fonts, formerly Typekit. Slimbach and Twombly also collaborated to create the font family variant called Myriad Wild, which includes two variants, Myriad Sketch and Myriad Tilt, which, as the names may suggest, introduced a more playful and irregular style into the Myriad family. As we draw our exploration of Myriad to a close, it's clear that Myriad has carved a space for itself in the typography history books. Conceived in the era of digital typography and desktop publishing, Myriad has stood the test of time. It exemplifies the power of type design in facilitating effective communication across all sorts of platforms. At its core, it represents the possibilities in digital type design, as it has continually evolved over the years to be more inclusive and expansive. From corporate branding, marketing, to everyday digital and print experiences, its presence can be felt in our current visual language. Ultimately, Myriad serves as a reminder of how simplicity and functionality intersect to create something timeless and universal. As we close this chapter, you can't help but wonder, where will the typographic journey take it next? The next page of Myriad's story is still waiting to be written, and with a narrative as versatile as the typeface itself, it really can unfold in a myriad of ways.